Jack of News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria gaan vandag op na 33 grade. Johannesburg 30. Mbombela 29.
Goeiemôre, ek is Blessie Rieken in Kempton Park. Verkeer sit 'n buitewerking op Barbaraweg, waar dit nie werk by die R24 snelweg nie.
Joe Mann with your sport headlines. Thapelo Morena calls for stronger defensive performance for Bafana against the Congo, and Klaassen and Halim lead Titans to a big win over Boland.
Ons begin in Limpopo, waar 35 skoolkinders hospitaal toe gehaas is met wat vermoed word voedselvergiftiging is.
MEC Mabungu Lerule Ramakhanya calls on all parents and education community not to panic as the situation is under control.
Die Limpopo onderwysdepartement ondersoek die voorval gister by die Makagluli Laerskool in Malamulele. Waarnemende woordvoerder Mosipiani Gave sê die kinders het gistermiddag genaar word en gekla van kopsere en maagkrampe. Hulle is almal later uit die hospitaal en 'n kliniek ontslaan. Gesondheidsinspekteurs gaan nou help om die kos na te gaan wat buite die skool se hekke deur straatverkopers aangebied word, terwyl die skool voedingsprogram se kos ook getoets sal word. In die hoofstad, die waarskuwing dat die Tshwane busdiens vanoggend af in sekere gebiede ontwrig word.
31 bus drivers who are affiliated to the South African Municipal Workers Union, SAMU, will be appearing before the city's disciplinary committee after they were served with charges for participating in an unprotected strike in May this year.
Dit gaan beteken dat al 160 busroutes vandag en môre 15 minder busse beskikbaar sal hê. Tshwane woordvoerder Sambo Kaba sê roetes wat geraak gaan word is in gebiede wat insluit die Wilgers in die ooste, Centurion in die suide en Danville in die weste van die stad. Dit kom op die eerste oggend op kantoor vir nuutverkose burgemeester Action SA, Sinatsi Pimoya. Sy het gister in haar eerste toespraak na haar verkiesing toegegee dat sy bewus is van die uitdagings in Tshwane, maar dat die stad net kan vorentoe beweeg met die samewerking van alle politieke partye.
Residents of Tshwane, hear me clearly. It is not lost on me in the anxiety and the political stability that has plagued the city. My vow is to end that cycle of uncertainty.
Sy het onderneem om so spoedig moontlik haar burgemeesterskomitee aan te stel nadat Tshwane vir 2 weke nie 'n burgemeester gehad het nie. Meer hieroor by jackaranda.fm.com. Klik aan op news. In Amerika het orkaan Milton terwyl deur die nag aan land gegaan naby Siesta Key in Florida en dit is 'n gevaarlike kategorie 3 storm. Gebiede is ontruim met waarskuwings van lewensgevaarlike stormwinde, reën en oorstromings. Daar was 'n aantal tornado's voor Milton getref het. En hier by ons gaan dit 'n baie warm donderdag word oor die noorde van Gauteng, die Laagveld en dele van die Noordwes. Pretoria en Rustenburg op na 33, Johannesburg en Polokwane 30, Mbombela en Malagleni 29. As jy in die Kaap is, vandag net 20 grade, Klibega 23, Durban 28, Bloemfontein 31 grade. Ex-Gerda de Souza, the top story at this hour, more than 30 school children were treated for suspected food poisoning in Malamulele in Limpopo.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
A very special guest. Thank you so much for joining us and having us in your beautiful city, the mayor of Cape Town, Steele Lewis. Good morning.
Good morning, Martin.
Yeah.
There's something I've been waiting to do for a long time.
Oh, gosh. There we go.
For all the nonsense that you have given me.
Oh, wow.
Huh? I've brought you a present.
Oh, yes.
You have to put it on right now.
It is a DHL Stormer.
Stormers.
Jersey. Felicity.
Fair is fair. You did the Lions jersey. I think you should try on the Stormers jersey.
Do you think my father's listening this morning?
Yes, I was going to say, isn't Bootsy going to love that?
If he is listening, I can't. All right, it's going to happen at some point.
Yes.
It's actually happening, guys. Oh, Martin's got it on.
Yes.
Jordan's got it on.
Yes.
Oh, my word. Look at you guys.
Yes.
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 I promise you mine shrank in the wash, I think.
You know what? The stronger the Stormers rugby is, the better for South African rugby. If the Bulls and the Stormers just keep it up and make it a big derby every time,
you're
it
right.
is actually good.